Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. James chapter 5, verse 11. We give great honor to those who endure under suffering. For instance, you know about Job, a man of great endurance. You can see how the Lord was kind to him at the end, for the Lord is full of tenderness and mercy. We don't know exactly what James's readers were facing, but clearly it was tough for them to live as Christians. They needed to persevere. Amid all the temptations, distractions, and persecution, they needed to hang in there for God. Job is a classic illustration of this. Everything went catastrophically wrong for him. He lost his children, his possessions, and his health. He had the indignity of being struck with boils, and his wife, seeing him sitting in the dust, scratching at his sores, exclaimed, "Are you still trying to maintain your integrity? Curse God and die." But he wouldn't. He put up not only with his suffering, but also with his hopeless companions, whose misguided thinking added another crushing layer to his agonies. However, he didn't give up. He was confident in God, and in the end, God rewarded him generously. We would love God to fix our difficult situations and remove all our problems. But there are many times in life when God calls us simply to endure, promising to accompany us and strengthen us as we do so. William Carey was the father of the modern missionary movement. He went to India in 1793, and during his time there, he faced a succession of problems and setbacks, including a major fire that destroyed years of his work. But he kept going. He once said to his nephew, "If after my removal anyone should think it worth his while to write my life, I will give you a criterion by which you may judge its correctness. If he gives me credit for being a plodder, he will describe me justly. Anything beyond this will be too much. I can plod. I can persevere in any definite pursuit. To this I owe everything." Whatever we're facing today, God wants us to keep plodding on. Now let me ask you a question. What have you learned from those tough situations that you've had to endure? Now let me pray with you. Thank you, Lord, that you will never leave us or forsake us. Thank you that we can be sure that you'll be right beside us whatever we have to face. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that the talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a really good day.